What is the sanctuary used in the word of God? It refers to the tabernacle built by Moses as a pattern of heavenly things, and secondly to the true tabernacle in heaven, to which the earthly sanctuary pointed. In the temple in heaven, the dwelling place of God, His throne is established in righteousness and judgment. The book testifies that this temple was opened in the book of Revelation at some point of time. The blood of Christ purifies in the heavenly sanctuary, but the blood of animals was a type on the earth. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heaven should be purified with it, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than this. Both the holy and most holy places of the tabernacle of the earth were figures and patterns of the temple of God in heaven, and so were the priests who ministered on the earth. They served unto example and shadow of heavenly things. It is the blood of Christ that cleanses us, and not the blood of goats and calves, which were only a symbol. The Lord is merciful, our God is all tender, He cares for us, and He sent His Son to dwell with us. Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, says the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Christ's intercession in heavenly sanctuary is essential to the plan of redemption. It was His death on the cross. By His death He began His work, for which He ascended to heaven to complete. By faith we must enter within the veil where our forerunner entered. For us it was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heaven should be purified with this, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than this. At the close of the year, high priest took an offering from among the congregation, and then placed both his hands upon the live goat, and then confessed the sins over this. There was sent away into a land not inhabited. High priest as a mediator took the sins and guilt of everyone, but it didn't stay on him forever. But he placed both his hands and confess over the scapegoat that took in the end the sins and the impurities of the people. The reward is according to the works of every man. In Christ we need not fear the works which are written above, cause He is the high priest who takes our sins. The goat that was slain in the courtyard represents Christ, our Savior. But the goat that was taken alive to the desert is unclean and typifies Satan, who will be banished from the presence of God and His people and be killed after the 1,000 years. The earthly sanctuary and all its furniture were made after the heavenly model. There was nothing within the ark but the tables of stone placed within it by Moses on the mountain of Horeb. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heaven should be purified with this, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than this.